This comes from Denise. It just says here, subject, discipline. Starts out a little, sets me at ease, and then she hits me. Hi, Dr. Ray. You are very big on discipline for others, but I have noticed that you are easy on yourself. You are always way past break, missing breaks. So, Mr. Doctor Man, what do you say to that? Please show this to Mary. I think she might like it. This is Denise, ILL book manager out in DePaul University. Denise, thank you. That is really cute. Mr. Doctor Man. Mr. Doctor Man, sir, to you, Denise. This came in from Barry Tomsky. Barry is the purchasing department, Mann Rowland, Inc. Thank you, Barry. This is great having an AP wire service listening to the program. Remember last week? Well, sorry, that's rather presumptuous of me, like you were just hanging around listening to the show. That's why I don't win the humility award. It's just that presumptuous pride. Last week, I talked about just a little bit of the etymology of the weekdays. Wednesday was Woden's day, remember, the Norse god. Thursday, Thor's day, Norse god of, I believe, lightning. Friday, Freya's day, the wife of Woden. Saturn's day, Sun's day, Moon's day. And I said I didn't know Tuesday. Well, this comes from Barry. Old English, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Tuesday, T-I-U apostrophe S day, Tuesday, the Germanic god of war from T-I-W. I don't know how to pronounce that. Tiu, I think. It's got a long I. The Germanic god of war, a translation of Latin, Martis dies, Mars day. So Tuesday is another one of these gods. All of our days of the week are named by gods, named from these old mythological creatures. Isn't it fascinating that all the folks who get mad at Halloween, because it has these pagan origins, we've got all these weekdays that have these pagan origins. You can't use them. Don't put dates of the week on there. Got to put numbers, all right? Okay, and I can't read that one. Okay, I'll pass on that. All right. This comes from Denise. I was reluctant. Says, Mission Impossible. That's right. Dun, 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 dun. One of the most fascinating programs ever on television. Mission Impossible. A little tough to follow sometimes. I'm hesitant to do this because lawyers take a beating. And I'm reluctant to, not really. I'm just trying to be nice. Go after lawyers. This came from Denise. These are from a book called Disorder in the American Courts. And these are the things people have actually said in court, word for word, taken down and now published by court reporters that had the torment of staying calm while these exchanges were actually taking place. Question. What is your date of birth? July 15th. What year? Every year. Not making this up. What gear were you in at the moment of impact? Gucci sweats and Reeboks. This myasthenia gravis, does it affect your memory at all? Yes. And in what ways does it affect your memory? I forget. You forget. Can you give us an example of something that you've forgotten? I'm making this stuff up. This is in our courts. How old is your son, the one living with you? 38 or 35, I can't remember which. How long has he lived with you? 45 years. Now, doctor. Now, you can know this has come from a doctor. Now, doctor, isn't it true that when a person dies in his sleep, he doesn't know about it until the next morning? At which point the doctor said to the lawyer, did you actually pass the bar exam? I mean, I could see this coming out. There's not a lot of love lost between doctors and lawyers. Question. The youngest son, the 20-year-old, how old is he? Question. Were you present when your picture was taken? Question. So the date of conception of the baby was August 8th. Yes. And what were you doing at that time? I'm going to save a few of these for a little bit later because they are good. You got to admit, they are good. All right. This came from, who did this come from? Who sent me this? Deb. This is interesting and much more uplifting than those Beacon Journal articles. Local paper did a 5-day story on homeschooling and just absolutely hammered homeschoolers. This is from Homeschooling Results. Yeah, I'm going to read some of these because these are actually done by quote-unquote mainstream researchers. A lot of times the complaint about homeschoolers is that, well, you know, you got your folks doing your research that like homeschooling. Well, we'll do some research by Cornell University Professor Yuri Broffenbrenner. Broffenbrenner is one of those old-time psychologists. All right. Study by the Smithsonian Institute, Departments of Education in Alaska, Tennessee, and Washington. Okay. Well, let me give you one so far here. Self-esteem is a much-proclaimed goal for students by many public educators. A goal that, whatever its merits as a theory, it has very little merits as a theory, by the way, has created much controversy. One study found that homeschooled kids did far better when measured for self-esteem. I mean, I guess if you want to view it, again, self-esteem, you have to define it. What is it? Am I viewing myself as the dignity given to me from God? Am I viewing it as I like me? Am I viewing it as I think I'm an okay guy? Am I viewing it as I'm comfortable with my assets and my liabilities? All right, this is a hard thing to define. However it was defined, and this doesn't say, only 10% of homeschooled kids were below the national average in self-esteem. And homeschoolers like themselves. By definition, of course, among the general student body, 50% of kids score below average. So those of you who are homeschooling, those of you who are getting hammered by your relatives and saying, but what about their ability to look at themselves in the overall context of social interaction, which is obviously the way they put it, just simply say, well, I'm familiar with one study that said 90% of homeschool kids score above national average in their self-images. So how about that, Mr. Anti-Homeschooling Man?